Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today for the devotion at 1:15, and I hope that you're doing well today. We're going to consider being thankful for the Bible today and what that means and why. And so Psalm 19 and verse number 8, it says, "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart." Rejoicing the heart. And so, to say that we should be grateful for the Bible is an understatement. The Bible is completely invaluable, and it's perfect. And so, however much an understatement, though, our reaction to the Bible should be that of a rejoicing spirit. And so, we'll see that as we take a look at the Bible, that it ought not to be with a spirit of dread or of sorrow. But the psalm here of David, Psalm 19, says that we're supposed to have a rejoicing heart as we consider the statutes of the Lord, the Word of God. And so we should rejoice in the Bible for what it is. The fact that it's just the words of God, and I say just the words of God, but that is such a statement that we have the very communication that God gave to us that we can hold in our hands and in multiple forms. Most of us, if not all of us, have multiple copies throughout our house, and where it's easily accessible over your phone, over the internet, whatever the case may be. And so maybe because we have so much access to it, it becomes less valuable to us. But however many copies of it we have, or however much access to it we have, we must not forget that these are the very words of God that He gave to the writers of the Scriptures and have been passed down to us, and that we can hold in our hands the very thing that the Creator of the universe wanted us to know. And it's not as though He is unable to be communicated with, and He doesn't want us to be able to hear from Him. But just because He desired for us to hear the things that He says, He had the Word of God given to us. And so I was reading this morning a book called The Memorials of Baptist Martyrs, written in the 1850s, I believe. And it had a quote in there that I'd like to share with you, talking about the martyrs and specifically a man by the name of Novatian. And he said this, that Novatian himself had no superior in his own time, as his remaining writings show, but most of their writings have perished. The same persecutions that robbed them of their churches, liberty, and lives suppressed their schools and their books, leaving them only that one book from which they would never part, the foundation of their principles, the guide of their practice, and the support of their hope amid the terrors of martyrdom, the Bible. The Bible. That's all that they had left as Baptists in the early centuries of Christianity would face persecution. They would have been had everything taken away from them, but they had the Bible, and they had that as the foundation of their principles. It says the foundation of their principles, that the Bible is the foundation upon which our life should rest, the principles that we live by, and the principles that we believe in and trust in. It's the foundation of our principles. It's the guide of our practice. The way that we live our life, the actions that we take, the beliefs that we have, the attitudes that we share, all of those should be guided by the Word of God. And we ought to be thankful that we have that guide. Not everybody does have that guide and that foundation, but we do. And how often we take it for granted and we don't rejoice in the fact that we have it. It's also the support of our hope. We live in a hopeless society that is not sure of what's happening next, is not sure of what has happened, but we have a hope that is eternal and living, and it's found in the Word of God. And so we should rejoice in the Bible for what it is. It's God's Word, it's the foundation of our principles, it's the guide of our practice, and it's the support of our hope. We also should rejoice in the Bible because of how it was formed. In its writing, 2 Peter chapter 1, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." I'm thankful that the Bible is not just a collection of man's writings. I have a lot of other books that are just a collection of man's writings, but the Bible is not one of them. The Bible is the Word of God, and it was given through men of God, but they spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And not only its writing, how it's formed, but its unity. The fact that 40 different authors over 1,600 years, and it all comes together and it has a single purpose and it has a single message. The fact that that works together is no accident. It's a miracle that that happened, and it was on purpose by God. And so because of the way that it was formed, we ought to be very thankful that we have the Bible. And so we should rejoice in the Bible for what it is, for how it was formed, and also for its effects on life, its effect on life, and that the Bible produces godliness as we try to live according to the words that it holds. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. We just mentioned that the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. A couple of weeks ago, as we spoke on Ephesians chapter number 10 on Sunday night, that we are his workmanship, created unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And so as we try to walk according to the words of the Bible, as we try to do the good works that God wants us to do, then a life of godliness is what is produced, and it's through the Word of God. And I think of also Hebrews chapter number 4, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even unto the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so we see that as we live according to the Bible, that the Bible has this effect on life, that it produces godliness within us, and we ought to rejoice in that fact. A lot of times we get caught up in the fact that the Bible tells us what to do and what not to do, and so many people find that problematic, but the statutes, back to our text verse, the statutes or the commandments of the Lord, his guiding in our life, the statutes of the Lord are right. And we ought to rejoice in heart over those things. And so I hope that as you go through this weekend coming up, especially as we meet together for church on Sunday, and as we take time through Sunday school and the services, as we look into the Bible to see what God has to say, that we would be intentional, that we would rejoice, that we even could hold the Bible. And this is not even to speak of the many pains that have gone into the security that we are able to have a copy of the Word of God, and the many people who died so that we could have access to it. And that's not even to speak of any of that, but just that we have it, and just for what it is and for what it produces in our lives, we ought to be rejoicing in that fact. And so I hope that today was a blessing, and I hope that you will be rejoicing in the fact of the Word of God and that we have it. And we hope to see you back on Sunday. Be in prayer for Pastor and Miss Cindy as they go to the funeral, and even I've seen that a couple of other folks from the church will go to the funeral for Brother Van Dam. And so I hope that you'll be in prayer for them as they try to minister to that family. And as Pastor will then, he'll stay over and preach on Sunday morning, Sunday night at United Baptist there with Brother Brudnick. And I hope that you'll be in prayer for the teens as they get prepared for camp. And hope that you'll consider all those things as you go through this weekend. We love you and hope that God bless you this today. And we hope to see you on Sunday. Have a good day.